It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is available now. Uncover one of history's greatest mysteries in a first-person single-player adventure game set between the events of Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Last Crusade. The year is 1937. Sinister forces are scouring the globe for the secret to an ancient power connected to the Great Circle, and only one person can stop them. Indiana Jones. Adventure calls on Xbox Series X and S, Game Pass, and PC. Rated T for Teen. Copyright and trademark 2024 Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Wanji, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. Last time I saw you, we were on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media.
That's right, yeah.
Always good to sit down and compare sneakers with somebody like yourself.
Yours is a lot better than mine now,
I don't know.
I'm getting a bit outdated now, you know. So,
but what are your favourites? Like, what do you really love?
I like the Jordans, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they're always good. So.
And tell me, do you have a favourite Jordan number? Like, for example, for me, I'm a 5'6'7 guy. That's kind of my favourite place to be.
Yeah, around that, yeah. Yeah. I have a 10s in a box that I haven't wore.
Oh, full dead stock, as we say in sneakerheads.
Black and white one. It's the one marked off the Ferrari. Yeah.
How come you didn't ever wear them?
They're a shoe that you don't wear out for some reason. I don't know why.
It's
a bit out there, isn't it?
Black and white.
What do you think? You probably rock them off better.
I'd wear anything. I mean, like right now today, what I've got on Travis Scott Jordan 1, so like I'll wear anything. Yeah. Like never stop wearing them. So listen, whatever you think is the best. And is anything arriving tomorrow for Christmas Day? Is there anything in a shoebox shaped thing?
Nothing that I know, really. Like, you know, I have 2 year books for stocking fillers, so that's going to rock Christmas Day.
There you go. You're saying all the right things. Yeah, well, look, Christmas Day is going to be fun, but here we are, Christmas Eve. Kwanji's in. We're going to talk about recipes we can do with the leftovers. We'll get to that, but I'm just interested in your story, right?
Yeah.
Because you've come up in cooking and restaurants and everything in Ireland, but obviously you're not originally from Ireland.
No.
So tell us a little bit of your story.
So I'm originally from Hong Kong, and I moved over here when I was 8 in Donegal. My uncle, he had a Chinese restaurant, so that's where I ended up. But I just help out in the Chinese restaurant and washing rice and stuff.
All the important things that we don't realise. But what about the passion for it, though? Because it's one thing to be surrounded by it as a kid. What was it about that that you think that kind of ignited a spark in you about cooking?
I just enjoyed it, you know what I mean? Like, just the hustle and bustle of the kitchen, like, you know. And suppose probably when you're at a young age and you find something that you're good at, and it's very hard to go and do something else. You know?
So
I just never did anything else.
And then you studied in...
I studied in Killybegs in culinary arts, so I got accepted, you know. I was never good at school. And somebody says, oh, you can get qualified as a chef. I was like, oh, really? I must try that.
I'll try that instead.
So I went to Killybegs and I got my certs and stuff like that, and worked in most of the best restaurants around
you
the
have
country.
Yeah, Chapter One, Le Crivain, like you've done a load of these places, like, no, you've definitely
just,
gone
I always had that kind of competitiveness to want to be, you know, really good at chef,
best, like,
or you know
be,
trying to work in really good kitchens, you know. So
totally. And then when did you decide to go out on your own and have your own little spot?
Oh, it was after my stint in the Cliff House. I was the head chef there at a Michelin star restaurant for about 4 years, and I came back to Dublin. It was the first when we had our Lily, when she was born, you know, first born, and I was like, oh, I can't do this any hours anymore.
Because let's talk about that for a second, because whatever about any restaurant, anywhere, any kitchen is busy, but a Michelin star, to maintain it, you have to, it's not just about the hours in the kitchen, it's about the hours outside the kitchen, thinking about what are we going to do here to make this an unforgettable dining experience, and there's pressure there.
Yeah, it's like a show every day, you know. It's what I say to people is like, if you go to a theater, like, you know, you see the same show every night, and it's the exact same as a Michelin star restaurant, you know. You can't have any, you know,
any fluctuations.
Or, you know, so you're really controlling a service depending on the way the customers come in and the time and, you know, whatever happens during the day in the kitchen as well, you know.
Yeah, so. Totally, because kitchens are staffed by humans.
Exactly.
You know, so things change. Okay, so then you made the smart decision to go, you know what I'll do? I'll run my own business instead because I won't be busy at all doing that.
Yeah.
So when, how did that come about?
So I decided that I wanted to do casual food, you know, and the first step was I got an offer to do a place called Soda & Co. Which,
I remember Soda & Co. Yeah,
it's Lolita now, you know.
That's right, lovely
spot. It was an Asian concept, so I came up with that concept. And it went well, and I decided to go out on my own and do a smaller version of it, you know.
So Bites.
We have Bites now, so we do a lot of sushi and a lot of Asian street food Bites, you know.
Amazing.
So.
No, I've been down there, I've eaten there. It's absolutely incredible. I really love it. Now, Kwangi Chan is in, and we are chatting about what we can do with everything after the Christmas day. So let's assume standard enough dinner. We've got turkey, we've got ham, maybe beef. We've got your sprouts.
Your potatoes.
What can people do? What tips have you got for just to make things a bit more interesting? Because, like, look, trust me, I love the Christmas dinner sandwich on Stephen's Day or even late on Christmas night. But you also, you want to try something different.
Exactly, yeah. I have a spice bag seasoning, so I do like a leftover chicken kind of spice bag, you know?
Now, sorry, let me just stop with this for a second because I have gotten your spice bag seasoning. And it is honestly the biggest hit in my house in 2024, right?
Like, because
you know how much I love cooking, right? I'm always cooking something and I'm always trying to see what does, because I've got six people to cook for. So what's everybody like? But, you know, this one is popular with four of them, but not two, whatever. But the spice bag, everybody loves it, right?
I know. It's such a hit, isn't it? My kids love it as well. Like, you know what I mean? So
and talk about it because, like, look, you know, it's become a thing.
Yeah.
But spice bag, you know, I don't say you invented it. You didn't.
Yeah.
But you were certainly the first person I ever saw to do the spice bag seasoning.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So about 2018, that's when I came out with the spice bag seasoning. I was asked by Irish Times to do a recipe for a spice bag. So I went down to the supermarket and I was like, oh, I'm going to get like the seasoning and just done it up. But they're all separate, Dave, you know?
Yeah,
so that's
how
I came up with the idea. It's like, let's put it all in the one tub.
That's it. Because there's so many, it's dense with flavor, this thing. It's not just like, okay, it's spicy and salty. No, there's so much going on.
But when you go to a supermarket, it's like, if you separate all the spices and get them together, the cost of that like is about, like each one of them is like two something or 3 euros. Like, if you pat them all together, why don't you have just on one jar? You know,
there you go. Quantity's so got you sorted.
Simple ideas, you know. And like, geez, we sold about 80,000 in 6 months. First 6 months, it went viral. Like, so
it did totally. Yeah. And rightly so. It is honestly is properly delicious. If you've got a big slab of turkey meat, be it brown, white, whatever it is, like, you know, the spice bag flavoring is definitely a good option for that. But what else, like what other Asian dishes do you think work really well with turkey, for example?
I love doing a turkey stir fry, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, so I love black beans, like fermented black bean sauce. So I have normally black beans in my cupboard, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, you got your sprouts and you got your bacon and stuff like that. But I love sauté potatoes as well, like, you know, with that spice bag seasoning.
With the spice bag seasoning?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so like there's loads of things you can kind of do. You can do a lovely chicken fried rice, you know what I mean? So you fry it off your chicken with a bit
turkey.
fry it off a bit of turkey and, you know, a bit of soy sauce, season it up a bit, you know, put some veggie in there if you want and do a lovely fried rice, you know, some boiled rice, you know, do some eggs on the wok and fry that off first and put in your rice, you know what I mean? That's beautiful. And then you throw the turkey on top of it then, you know? So
sounds like I know what I'm going to be doing on Stephen's Day on the 27th. Kwangi, Bernie, before I let you go, I've got a couple of questions to ask you in the quick fire round. What are you currently obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with cheese at the moment.
Cheese?
Yeah. There's this cashew blue cheese I love. It's kind of like aged. It's kind of like so nice, you know? It's just lovely wheat and cracker, you know, with a cup of tea.
Cahill, who works on the show here, is from cashel and is the biggest kind of evangelist for everything to do with cashel.
Oh,
the
really?
Rock,
yeah.
The cheese,
I can
you name
see why,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
Some good stuff comes out of there.
Very true. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
On my phone.
Ooh. Or even slid into your DMs.
I cooked for Russell Crowe once, so.
That's pretty good.
When he was
over
here in
Ireland.
That's
a pretty good answer, Did he like it?
Yeah, he loved it,
Right. Which restaurant was that in?
It wasn't a restaurant.
Oh,
I actually went there to the house, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a phone call to get. No pressure for Russell once he heads to the house.
That was probably a highlight
far. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What is your favourite element of the Christmas dinner?
I love the trifle.
Trifle? Yeah, no way.
Yeah, like I'm not a very sweet tooth kind of guy, okay. You know, but I love a trifle, like, you know. Do you know?
No,
I like the custard and the cream, it. Like, yeah. You know, it must be the Donegal thing coming in.
That's
me, like,
exactly it, yeah. Bit of dairy love coming through. And the final question, Quanji, ask everybody, and you're no different. Do you, because I don't, wash your legs in the shower?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? I never
do
wash
Do you not
mine.
Wash your feet? No, and then you wash your legs as well?
No.
Oh my God, yeah,
no.
Okay.
Hair and hotspots, that's all I ever take care of.
Okay.
Quanji, thank you so much for coming in. Happy Christmas. Hope you have a really, really great time.
Thank you so much.
And this is a pleasure. And everyone, get your hands on the spice bag. Where can people get that? Is it available everywhere?
It's in Tesco's at the moment, right. Yeah. So some selected shops as well. Like, yeah.
And have you a website people can go and have a look around?
Absolutely, that? Yeah. So Quanji.com.
Quanji.com.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Happy Christmas to you and your family. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to doing myself some turkey egg fried rice.
Can't wait for my trifle now. So yeah.
Come on, Quanji. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.